Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of Saturday's Premier League opener when Newcastle go to West Ham's London Stadium for an 8 p.m. kickoff. Newcastle's lengthy list of absentees includes Fabian Scher, Martin Dubravka, Dwight Gayle and Paul Dummett, while Matt Ritchie is also a doubt. Callum Wilson and Jamal Lewis could both make their debuts. Ryan Fraser, who's another recent recruit, lacks fitness and will need to be monitored. Moving on, a midfielder Isaac Hayden and goalkeeper Carl Darlow have signed new contracts at the club, while centre-back Florian Lahoyne has left on loan. Hayden played 29 times in the Premier League last season and has signed a new deal running until 2026. Backup goalkeeper Darlow has committed until 2025. Lahoyne, who joined from Eibar in 2017 for a reported £8.7 million, has joined La Liga side Alaves on a season-long loan after a spell hampered by injury. He suffered a serious knee injury in 2019 and a thigh problem last season meant he did not play after the Premier League's restart. And finally, Steve Bruce insists Newcastle head into the new season buoyed by their summer signings despite the club working through another storm amid their failed takeover bid. The arrivals of Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser followed the acquisition of Jamal Lewis earlier this week, following a frustrating start to the summer that saw Newcastle's proposed £300 million Saudi-backed takeover collapse. While Steve Bruce said Newcastle always seems to be in a storm. This week, in particular, with the signings that brought him, there is nothing like a signing or two or three or four like we had to lift the mood of everyone. Not just the supporters, but players, staff and the manager. That's all for now. We'll have more later.